Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Just in time for Christmas, a promise of cash for hundreds of thousands of Americans ripped off in your mortgage loans by Countrywide Financial. It's mostly for Black and Latino home buyers steered toward riskier, more expensive mortgages than white buyers with the same credit profiles. Josh Zinner is here, director of NEDAP, the Neighborhood Economic Development Advocacy Project, which helps lower-income people with housing and housing policy. Josh, welcome to WNYC.
Good morning.
This is by far the biggest housing discrimination settlement in U.S. history. They say $335 million compared to $6 million for the last biggest settlement, according to the New York Times. Explain what happened.
Well, Countrywide, which is one of the biggest subprime lenders in the country, was systematically charging people of color higher prices for loans, and also systematically steering them into higher cost loans than white borrowers, and it's part of a much larger context of the whole run up to the financial crash, where there was pervasive abuse, where lenders around the country were pushing high cost credit on people and then selling the loans to Wall Street, which would then package them and sell them off to investors. So there was a completely unregulated market where people were making money hand over fist, and communities of color were particularly targeted here.
So, Brian Lehrschel, listeners, I wonder if any of you listening right now think this sounds like what happened to you. If you got a mortgage from Countrywide or anyone else, do you think you were steered into a riskier or more expensive mortgage than you needed? And do you think you were steered in any way by race? If either of these things sound like you, give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Now that there's going to be a settlement for some number of people who are steered into riskier mortgages on the basis of race, let's hear from anybody who feel that you got steered because of race or for any reason to a subprime loan that you didn't need to take based on your credit profile. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And especially if you think that you may have been sold a bill of goods here because for whatever reason they were trying to take advantage of Black and Latino people. 212-433-WNYC, or post your story to our website, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrschel Show. And Josh, apparently there were two main ways that people were ripped off. One was charging higher fees to about 200,000 Black or Latino borrowers. And much worse than that, steering about 10,000 into the subprime loans when whites with similar credit risks were being given regular fixed rate mortgages.
That's correct. And, you know, there's a couple things about this settlement. It is very important symbolically. It is the largest settlement regarding lending discrimination. However, it also highlights the broader lack of accountability for all of the abuses leading up to the financial crash. It doesn't address the fact that people who are steered, who are sent to higher cost loans based on race, actually, these are communities that had much higher rates of foreclosure. So there's a very heavy correlation in New York City, for example. The same communities of color that have traditionally been denied fair credit by the banks were targeted for these high-cost loans by Countrywide and other lenders, and the corresponding rates of foreclosure are very, very high. This settlement does not address, although it provides potential dollars to some people who are targeted for these abuses, it doesn't address the foreclosures at all. And it doesn't require Bank of America, which owns Countrywide, to work with those borrowers. Bank of America is still in charge of collecting on their loans, and it doesn't require them in any way to work with those borrowers to try and keep them in their homes.
Right. Countrywide Financial was independent during the bubble years, and this settlement is specifically for loans that were made between 2004 and 2008, the height of the bubble and the beginning of the decline. Then Countrywide more or less went bust, and they were acquired pretty cheap by Bank of America. And that's turned out to be a terrible investment for Bank of America, I gather, whose stock has dropped by two-thirds since that acquisition in 2008. But let's go back to the foreclosure question, because that's so important. That's, of course, the consequence for many people of having taken a subprime loan, which might have a balloon mortgage or a mortgage where in some other way the rate gets higher as time goes on and people found that they couldn't afford it, maybe didn't even realize what they had been steered toward. How many Americans do you think have lost their homes to foreclosure as a result of this discriminatory lending? You say it's not referenced in the settlement. Is there any other way to estimate?
Well, it's certainly millions of people, and this type of lending is really concentrated in communities of color around the country and in other communities as well where low-income people. This is really, you know, again, this settlement is important symbolically, but it's really a drop in the bucket compared to the level of discrimination and abusive lending that took place and the consequences on individuals and communities. That's not really addressed here, and it highlights, again, the fact that really at this point in time there has been so little accountability for all of the abuses and, in fact, crimes that were perpetrated by the industry.
And before we get to calls, individual victims will get somewhere from a few hundred dollars each to a few thousand dollars each, those biggest payments going to people who were steered towards subprime loans. But if you lost your home to foreclosure or are paying who knows how much in subprime loan balloon interest rates for the next 30 years, a few thousand dollars in reimbursement isn't really all that much.
Yeah, and on top of that, you know, again, it doesn't address the fact that many of these folks were pushed into foreclosure or on the precipice of foreclosure as a result of these practices. It doesn't address the effect on communities where that were pervasively targeted for high-cost loans, where the communities are literally deteriorating because of high foreclosure rates. It also doesn't address, for example, something people don't think about as much, but is highly problematic, which is people who are targeted for high-cost loans. Their credit is shot. Their credit history is often ruined as a result. And now credit reports are used so widely. For example, many employers now look at credit history when they're making hiring and employment decisions. So it really affects people, in all aspects of life. And this settlement, again, it's important because it does point up a lot of these abuses. But the remedy that's there really does not even begin to address the harm.
My guest is Josh Zinner from NEDAP, the National Economic Development, the Neighborhood Economic Development Advocacy Project, as we talk about this biggest lending discrimination settlement in U.S. history. Bank of America, which owns Countrywide, settling on behalf of Countrywide for steering blacks and Latinos by the hundreds of thousands into higher fee or higher mortgage rate home loans from 2004 to 2008. $335 million will be paid in this settlement by Countrywide, eventually distributed, at least a lot of it, to individual victims, over 200,000 of them. Kristen in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Thank you for calling. Hello.
Hello. So I got a loan from Bank of America in 2005 for a condo, for a corp that we were buying for $142,000. At the time, my wife and I, we had excellent income. We had something like $120,000, $130,000 a year in income, and we had excellent credit. But at the same time, we were steered into a five-year ARM, all right, adjustable rate mortgage. And when I started hearing about, you know, the discrimination against blacks and Latinos and stuff in terms of the lending practices, I really began to believe that I was a victim of this type of predatory lending. And, I mean, it's really disheartening. You know, when I saw it, because I'd heard about the different loans and stuff that other people got and the requirements that other people had to meet in order to get these loans, and to me we had to put down 10%, we had to provide all our documentation and what have you, and even though we had everything in line, we still had to go into the subprime loan, and you know I feel discriminated against, and I don't understand why no one, not even in this show, is pointing to the fact that this is just blatant racism on the part of the financial institutions, and it's they're not being held to task for it. You know, this is in effect this is a hate crime. All right, it's stealing from people based on race. And it's ridiculous.
It's stealing from people based on race. That's exactly what that settlement was for. Josh, since you, I think you work with people like Kristen, is there anything that he can do to try to prove, because this was not countrywide, and it was countrywide that made the settlement, is there anything that he could try to do to prove that he was discriminated against, that white people who walked in with the same financial profiles maybe were not given subprime loans? Is there anything he can do?
Yeah, there's a couple of points I want to make. First of all, on a practical level, you know, one thing that we do have in New York City is a really strong and dedicated network of legal services attorneys and nonprofit attorneys and loan counselors who can help borrowers, homeowners who are having trouble and can try and spot these types of issues. So from a practical level, you should definitely, and particularly if you're having trouble paying on that mortgage, go to 311 and they will direct you to a legal services office or a loan counselor that can evaluate your situation and assist you. On a broader level, you know, I completely agree what you're saying. It really, again, this settlement does sort of highlight the lack of accountability here. And this is, again, the information about this pervasive discrimination about people being targeted for high-cost loans based on their race, and about the more broader fraud in the whole subprime lending. This information was readily available to regulators going back to the 90s. There were people who were working on the ground that had all sorts of information that they were getting to federal regulators, and the regulators really completely failed to act. They really dropped the ball. There was this pervasive feeling, and it was really stoked by Alan Greenspan, who was head of the Federal Reserve at the time and who was seen as sort of a god, and it was that the free market unfettered will correct itself. But here, the incentive was the free market incentive was very heavily to gouge people. There was no regulation, and Wall Street and the big banks were getting very rich off of purchasing, making and purchasing and selling these mortgages, so that the same communities that had traditionally been discriminated against really got heavily targeted for high-cost loans. The higher cost, the better. Everybody was making money, but homeowners and communities were being hit hard. And again, there was, despite ample evidence that this was going on for years, there were no regulations. There was no attempt to regulate these practices, and this led to the crash. And now there's plenty of talk and there's recognition that these problems are out there. But it's still very difficult to gain a level of accountability. The industry is really putting huge dollars, millions and millions of dollars into lobbying against financial reforms, and we're not seeing the prosecutions and the enforcement actions that we should be seeing.
And certainly if this one bank is admitting that they did this on the basis of race, we would presume that this was a pretty widespread practice and went way beyond countrywide. Kristen, is there anything else you want to say before you go? You still there?
No.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, and good luck. And there's some advice from NEDAP. You know, you may be able to find a public interest housing lawyer to go back and research and see. Maybe if that Office of Bank of America that you dealt with did give different types of loans or steer people to different types of loans on the basis of race. And on Kristen's point, Josh, about this being a hate crime is a certain kind of thing with a lot of intent. What did they settle? What did they I don't even admit to anything necessarily by making a settlement, but what did the Justice Department accuse them of? Is it that brokers working for Countrywide Financial all over the country were racist and saying, we don't like black people and Latino people, so we're going to steer them into higher cost loans that are going to give us bigger fees, even though they don't need to have those loans? Or was it racism of perception, that there was a bias, an assumption that people who are black and Latino were on shakier financial ground, even if they showed them the same kind of numbers as white borrowers did? Or what's the charge here along that spectrum?
Well, the charge is that Countrywide violated federal civil rights laws by giving loans to borrowers, whether it was through brokers or directly through Countrywide, giving loans to borrowers that were either that had much higher fees or else were worse loans, worse types of loans, such as a caller's loan, based entirely on race or national origin. And this violates federal civil rights laws. This settlement, again, Countrywide, and this is typical of these settlements, and Bank of America, which is now Countrywide's parent, is not admitting to any of these allegations. They're paying money over to settle the case, and some of the press coverage is saying that, you know, this is Bank of America's putting these charges behind them. But again, it doesn't. The settlement doesn't address the actual, the fact that so many of these borrowers are at risk of foreclosure. So while it's encouraging, it definitely does not get to the heart of the matter. And the other thing is that, and you said this earlier, this was very pervasive. This was not just limited to Countrywide. Countrywide was one of the biggest lenders, but there were lenders all over the country that were targeting people on the basis of race and getting people into high-cost loans that were often not affordable at their at the time they were originated. And
so do you expect this to be the first of a series of settlements?
Well, one would hope so, but again, there's the level of liability for the industry goes so much further than this. There is really pervasive fraud in the origination of these loans, but also in the way that they were packaged by Wall Street and sold off to investors, and this really fueled the lending boom. It created cash to make these bad loans. So we would hope that this is the first in a long series of enforcement actions, but so far the news is not encouraging. The New York Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, has opened a broad investigation into a lot of these practices on Wall Street, which helped fuel this boom in abusive lending, and we're hopeful that that will lead to something.
Let's hear one more person's story. Kevin in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
So I'm calling my mother, who is now a 76-year-old woman and is now in a nursing home. 5 years ago in 2006, she refinanced her mortgage with Countrywide, and she was put into an adjustable-rate mortgage that right now she is being charged in excess of 10%.
Yikes.
So I'm trying to find out if she is eligible for any of this potential settlement.
Is she black?
Yes, she is.
How would somebody go about claiming their piece of this, Josh? Do you know?
Yeah, the Department of Justice hasn't yet made public whether there's a process for trying to apply for assistance through the settlement. What they've said is that they're going to make internal decisions from looking at the records about who is entitled to this relief. But what I would say is certainly, if your mother is stuck in a mortgage with an interest rate that's that high, she may possibly be eligible for what's called a loan modification, a restructuring of her loan to a lower interest rate. So I would strongly recommend that you contact 311 and ask for a referral to a nonprofit assistance in your area, and they might be able to help you at the very least, try and restructure your mother's loan to make it affordable.
Okay, thank you. Are these settlements only for houses that are, or for mortgages that are already in foreclosure, or have those rules been determined?
No, this particular settlement is not necessarily for homes that are in foreclosure. They've identified 200,000 borrowers around the country who were given higher fees or higher cost loans as a result of their race. And so they're going to.
So how would Kevin know if his mother was one of those people?
Again, they haven't made public how if there's a process for applying, but I would encourage him, again, to go to a nonprofit agency in his area because they will be able to make those inquiries as the information comes out.
Okay, Kevin, good luck. And it was, they have identified the people already, and will people have to kind of, I felt funny asking Kevin, oh, is your mother black? Should have asked black or Latino to begin with. And then is this what people are going to have to do? Are they actually going to check the race of the people who have been steered to higher cost mortgages, and the ones who are black and Latino are going to get this settlement?
Yeah, the settlement is specifically about black and Latino borrowers who were steered into higher cost loans. So the 200,000 people that they've identified are people of color, and again, they will be entitled to some money. For which they will have to release claims against the company. It's definitely advisable if somebody gets a notice that they might be entitled to relief to, again, reach out to a nonprofit assistance to get some advice about whether it does make sense. If you are in foreclosure, you may need some advice about whether to accept the settlement money or not. You may be what's called releasing your claims, agreeing not to bring an action or to raise claims against Bank of America in the future.
And we're just about out of time, but if there is this whole category of people who were steered into subprime mortgages when they didn't need them, what about others? What about others who aren't black or Latino, but who were also taken advantage of by their brokers and given more expensive mortgages? I guess because the bankers get higher fees. Is that why? Given mortgages or steered toward mortgages that they didn't need.
Yeah, again, I that's a really good point. I mean, there's millions and millions of people in foreclosure around the country, and huge numbers, hundreds of thousands, that are heading that way in New York State. And it's really critical that that anybody who's at risk of foreclosure get some relief, particularly if they have the possibility of remaining in their home with a fairly priced mortgage. There is a federal program in place to try and restructure your mortgage. It's called HAMP. It hasn't been a strong program, but it does provide a framework for people who are in these high cost mortgages to try and reduce their monthly payments. Definitely the thing to do if you're in a mortgage, a high interest mortgage that you're having trouble paying, or if you're falling behind, you should definitely reach out for nonprofit assistance to see if you can qualify for one of these loan modifications. It doesn't necessarily address a much broader problem of all the abuses that that took place, but at least it helps individual families to potentially restructure their loan and get into a cheaper loan.
Right.
Ultimately, there has to be accountability here. There has to be, if these practices are going to change, there has to be enforcement. The people who perpetrated these abuses, some people are going to have to go to jail, and there's going to have to be widespread money that comes from the industry to try and address some of these problems, and that's not happening right now.
So hopefully this is just the tip of the iceberg of accountability. As we hear about these charges of outrageous racial discrimination on the part of Countrywide Financial affecting hundreds of thousands of black and Latino homeowners, this settlement now coming from Countrywide with the federal government. We thank Josh Zinner, director of NEDAP, the Neighborhood Economic Development Advocacy Project, not just for your analysis of this, but also for all the good advice you gave the individuals who called and other folks who can benefit from that. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, we will hear a proposal for taxing the very wealthy not just based on their own incomes, but based on how middle-class America is doing relative to them. Stay tuned and we'll explain.